That was Brandy with her hit song, Baby, and we are back here, 91.1 WKCS Knoxville, and we have a Fulton alumni in the building, David Dupree, graduated 2 years ago from Fulton High School. David, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful with everything going on, you know, second week back of school, we're adjusting, but, you know, it's a lot of fun, but getting right into, Mr. Mays told me to go up to the office and go get David for me. He's coming to meet me. He's coming to say hey. It's kind of unexpected, but we're on the radio here. And you're attending Howard University. That's the HBCU. Take us through your process of what made you pick Howard, the decision-making that went into it, the influences. I mean, what made you want to go to Howard University?
All right. So I think, you know, first, you know, for anybody who's not aware, Howard is an HBCU.
HBCU? Go ahead and say that. Just so we don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So HBCU stands for Historically Black College and University.
Right.
Basically, of course, naturally, after the Civil War and the Emancipation Proclamation, there were still Jim Crow laws mm-hmm. in place, and so most black people weren't allowed to go to, most college institutions, so they had to create their own,
right.
Or they had, or you have some people that were in positions of power to create them. Like Howard University was founded in 1867 by General Oliver Otis Howard, who was a white Union general. Actually, he also founded Lincoln Memorial University. You know, just up the road from Knoxville,
right? So, Harrogate, yeah. Wow.
So. Yeah, he just felt like, you know, there was a need for, you know, the education of both black people and, of course, you know, poor, lower class white people from like Appalachian, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
So he created both those universities at around the same time. And so it's just like it has a lot of history.
Yeah,
it's a long legacy. You know, a lot of black icons in the black community have come from Howard University,
mm-hmm.
such as, you know, Toni Morrison,
yeah.
Zora Neale Hurston, the late Chadwick Boseman was a
yep.
noted Howard grad, just spoke at the graduation ceremony in 2018, actually.
Yeah.
Felicia Rashad, the mother from The Cosby Show.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot of history and a lot of legacy behind these places. And it's not just, you know, Howard. It's just like schools all over the country like that. But Howard's like, you know, the premier one because it's like in
right.
the nation's capital. It's the one with the most brand recognition. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just kind of up there.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I think that's got to be when you think about where you're going to go at the next level as far as your education. I mean, you can't help but think of Howard University just because of one. I mean, one, you say the history, but I mean, just think about the long legacy of alumni that have graduated from Howard. And so if I have just graduated from high school and knowing I want to go to HBCU, I can't help but have Howard in the back of my mind, knowing that, hey, I could be a part of this history. I could go do something great. Is that a factor for you? You go to Howard University. One, what's your major? I should probably ask you that first.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to just give the full Howard intro, you know. So my name is David Dupree Jr. I'm a sophomore film and television major from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
I'm a film major. So the School of Communications, the best school, of course.
My experience,
my time in WKCS.
Yeah, we're not biased at all.
Yeah, it definitely influenced me to take that route.
Right.
Of course, SOC is the best school you hear from me.
So, mm-hmm.
you know, communications is always the best school anywhere, just saying. But, yeah, it's just like, you know, when you really like thinking about high school, especially, you know, coming from an area like this, you know, it's the South, you know, you have a lot of people that kind of, you know, they live in the South and that's all they know. Like they
right.
just kind of stay in
they
this
never
area.
Get out of the South. Yeah,
they just kind of stay in this area. And I think, you know, to become a well-rounded person, I think you should at least like for at least school, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you want to like go back and if you enjoy your hometown, you want to like, you know, start your life there. I still think you should like look outside of your city limits and, you know, go out, meet some new people, try some new experiences. Because, you know, D.C. itself, you know, the school aside, D.C. is a cultural melting pot. I mean, you got New York up the
right.
interstate, Philadelphia up the interstate. So you just got people from up north, people from down south, people from out west that, you know, all come. And then you have a nice, diverse immigrant population. You have China, one of the biggest Chinatowns in the city.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of Ethiopian people, just people from all over. And I think you also see that in Howard, because, you know, some people, when you say that it's a historically black college, you think, oh, it's black people, so it's not going to be diverse. But no, it's a very rich diversity. I mean,
right.
Because, you know, not all black people are just, like, from America. You got, like, so many different African countries and tribes represented. You got people from the Caribbean, Jamaica, mm-hmm. the Bahamas, South America. I've gone to school with people from London. Really? From, I had an RA that was from Pakistan. I think they said that, like, our biggest international representation is from Nepal.
Really?
Because that's interesting. They come for the medical program.
Is the medical program really good, I presume?
Yeah, Howard has, I think, the best medical program out of any HBCU. We send the most black people to medical school and law school than any other school in the country.
Wow. So, yeah, I'm all new to this. I'm not trying to sound uneducated, but, you know, that's awesome. I mean, that's amazing. It's, as far as the communications department, is that – what's their communications department look like? Is it one of the best as far as HBCUs go as well?
Yep. Well, we just have, you know, of course, we're the Kathy Hughes School of Communications. Kathy Hughes is a famous black television mogul. She founded TV1. So, mm-hmm. you know, if you want to see, like, old shows like Good Times, Cosby Show, they usually come on, like, TV1 and those type of networks. And she also owns, like, a radio station. And Howard is notable because we're one of the few HBCUs that actually has their own public radio station.
Really?
We have a public radio station, and we also have a public TV station that's affiliated with PBS. We have our radio station is called WHUR, and, you know, we have, like, traditional radio programs. We have, like, legitimate, like, seasoned radio DJs that come on and sometimes really? Host their own shows. And then we also have options for the students to, like, you students can also sign up and, like, host their own shows. Mm-hmm. And you can do that, like, as early as your freshman year. So,
really? That's
exciting. You know, you can come to Howard and leave your freshman year having, like, you can say on your resume, I hosted a radio show in the nation's capital.
Right, a legit radio show. And it's going to pull a lot of listeners as far as where it's being aired on.
Yeah, because, you know, it's like Falcon Radio, you know. It's even though it's a student radio, you know, you have people from, like, all walks of life just tuning in, you know, because either they like the music or the programming, because, I mean, you know, it's good programming.
Right. I mean, it's good music. We've had people, I think, from, like, New Hampshire, New England, up in that area, like, people from all over listen on the Falcon Radio app. Man, I know our coverage as far as Knoxville, we barely reach out to Cedar Bluff, but a lot of people can listen on their app, and a lot of people know what Falcon Radio is, and I'm sure they know what'd you say the radio station was?
WHUR.
WHUR. So I'm sure a lot of people in the D.C. area know WHUR. As far as you personally, David, you said you're going to major in communications, radio, and television. After college, what do you want to be as far as what your career path is going to be, and what do you hope to achieve in that career?
Well,
I know that's a loaded question. Yeah. You probably haven't really thought about it at all. I just threw that on you.
Once you get to college, you hear that question a lot about,
right.
you know, your career plan. And honestly, I'm kind of what some people may call a free spirit. You know, I don't want to really tie myself down to one career because, you know, I feel like that's kind of, you know, just focusing on one thing all your life. I mean, that's cool for some people, but
right.
it could also be a drag if, like, you know that there's other things that you might want to dip in. So
you
could, like,
get tired of what you want to do. Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, one of the things I do want to get into is, like, you know, directing, producing movies, that type of thing, writing. You know, SOC is really a school for, like, creatives. We have film majors who do podcasts. We have film majors who do photography. We have film majors who do actual short movies. We have people working on, like, real miniseries, like, they're going to put on YouTube and produce,
really?
Like, themselves. So, like, you know, we're definitely encouraged to, you know, branch out and, you know, not just, you know, don't focus on career, but, you know, also, like, you know, get paid, but also, you know,
do what you like.
Do what you like, definitely.
Yeah, I understand that. So, I mean, you said you want to be a movie director. I mean, I think that'd be absolutely awesome. Is there any personal projects that you're working on right now? You said people have done podcasts. Are you working on a podcast? Are you working on a little mini movie that you're going to produce? I mean, what are you working on as of right now, if anything?
As of right now, I have some ideas in the works. It's just a matter of, you know, execution. COVID kind of, you know, put a damper on everything,
right.
because, you know, you're away from your everything, your environment, and also your support base, you know.
Right.
People who could, like, work on your project, you know, help you out.
And your resources, too. I mean, there's very limited stuff you can do at home. When you get in the actual studio at the university, you can do a lot more, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, it's really, you know, I have some ideas in the works. I'm still working on them. I'm also still, like, you know, looking and, you know, everything's just up in the air because right. of COVID. Like, it's just like, you know, being a college student, I know being a high school student during this time is just ridiculous. I mean,
oh, yeah, it is. I mean, my sister, I mean, and she's really smart. We talked about before we went on the air. She is going to MTSU. She's living on campus, but it's all virtual. And so, I mean, that's got to be frustrating in itself, knowing that, I mean, you're going to Howard University, a very historically rich university, but you're doing it from home. So, I mean, obviously, you're excited about college. You're excited about doing everything. But also, like you said, COVID just puts a damper on everything. It's like, well, that's great, but I'm doing everything online. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, it's like, I know that's frustrating for you because that's one reason why I didn't pick virtual. It's because, like, I mean, one, it's my senior year. I want to experience school.
Yeah, I feel you.
And that's why a lot of people, I presume, go to Howard is not only the education, but I feel like you meet a lot of people
yeah.
that you will know and that you will be friends with the rest of your life. And I'm sure you met some people like that last year. If I'm wrong, please correct me, but you probably met some people last year in your first year that will impact your life for the rest of your life. Is that true?
It's like the experience is like the main reason, that HBCU experience.
Right.
Because honestly, with the way that things are going right now, I mean, college is cool, but if you're just going just to get the piece of paper, I don't think it's a worth investment.
You're wasting
time.
You gotta,
like, you need to go out there, experience everything, experience life. You know, I was lucky to at least have most of my freshman year up until March.
Right.
And it's just like, it was just a whole new world, especially like from living in Knoxville for over 15 years and then like coming into this new environment, meeting new people, like living right in the middle of
right.
Washington, D.C. And it's just crazy. You know, you just meet a whole bunch of new slew of people. You bond, you change, like you're like, I mean, it's just a crazy experience. And then like, you know. And this is definitely a school where, like, that is the experience is emphasized because, like, academically, I mean, of course, it produces a lot of excelling students. But, I mean, a lot of that isn't really, you know, I feel like I should say this now because, you know, a lot of times when I talk to, like, high schoolers about, you know, going to college and I tell them that I'm going to Howard, they're like, you know, they get overwhelmed. They're like, oh, my God, you must. I mean, I'm not about to brag, but, like.
You gotta be proud. I mean,
you gotta be proud, but I mean, it's not really about smarts, you know.
Right.
Academia, of course, is always important, but mm-hmm. you know, if anything, it's more hustle over brains. Like, if you like, you can be an average student, but if you're working hard and earning good grades, you can get into any school in the country. You don't have to be
right.
like this, like top of the class.
Right. There's no limits. Yeah.
As long as you're working hard and you and like it's showing like in your transcript and in your experiences that you're working hard, you can get in. Especially since the application is holistic. So like, I know people who didn't have the best ACT score that managed to get in, or didn't have the best GPA, but they had a decent test score, so they got in. Especially now, I'd say this is the perfect time to try to apply for, like, you know, those Howards, the Morehouses, the Spelmans, those type of schools, because mm-hmm. a lot of them are actually waiving the standardized testing requirements.
I've heard a lot of universities. I was real stressed about my ACT. I wanted to take it again, but then I've seen that a lot of schools are saying, like, okay, we're not requiring an ACT score. So I'm sure that's got to be a relief. I think we got lunch here at 103, so it's 105. David, any last words? First of all, thanks for coming in. Any last words for the listeners, for the people at home? What are your final words?
Well, you know, I think I want to speak, you know, directly to, like, college or high school seniors or anybody, like, you know, thinking about college or people with parents with kids thinking about college, you know, especially, like, if you're like, from, like, a marginalized minority group, you know, definitely, like, well, for one, altogether, look outside of your city limits and mm-hmm. sign up and, you know, look at different schools, you know, try to get new experiences because, you know, living in the same city is cool, but, you know,
right.
you know, try to get out there a little bit.
Get a change of scenery.
And then also, especially like, you know, if you're a minority, check out an HBCU. I mean, it's for everybody. Like, anybody can come. So, you know, definitely like look at that and look into it because it's not just Howard. There's 107 of them in America that are currently open and accredited. Mm-hmm. So definitely, like, check it out. A lot of them will offer good money, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, just look into that, especially during your college search.
David, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're thinking how old is this young man, he's just 2 years out of high school, and he's speaking all of that knowledge and wisdom. So if you're listening to this, we have it recorded. We'll post it on our Twitter. Listen to what this young man is saying, because it is absolutely fundamental, and it's a lot of wisdom that you can carry on for the rest of your career and speak it into your kids, this, that, and the other. But, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. David, thank you for coming in Fulton High School. I know it's great to walk these halls again. He came in. He didn't even recognize the studio because 2 years ago we were in a different room. So this is crazy. But, David, thank you so much. Coming up next, we have Jackson Brown, Somebody's Baby, here on 91.1 WKCS Knoxville.
This is Knoxville's classic hit station, Falcon Radio, 91.1 WKCS Knoxville.